I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Thousands of ethnic Karen villagers fled Myanmar's army attacks into Thailand. Vision Beyond Borders Wes Flint says once there, they discovered they still weren't safe. Many of the Karen are Christians. Flint says one of their contacts has been sneaking into the refugee camps to bring aid to the Karen who are there. Their team has also been providing Bibles, but Flint notes that
many Buddhists that are in this part of the country have come to Christ not by aggressive evangelism, but simply by the compassion shown of a few believers that care.
Next, about 40,000 more Pakistanis are leaving their homes in South Waziristan, according to Reuters. Pakistan's military is launching a new offensive against the Taliban. The Christian Reformed World Relief Committee is providing aid to the over 2 million people who have fled their homes in northwest Pakistan. Widows with children and families who have lost loved ones will have first priority to receive lentils, oil, wheat flour, and spices. Also pray for many to receive the gospel. And a trip to Pennsylvania could make a difference for the kingdom of God. That's what Joyce Henry and her church from Michigan did when they volunteered at Global Aid Network's warehouse.
They have a pretty good-sized warehouse there in the middle of the cornfields, and they collect shoes. We saw just bins and bins of shoes that have been donated, clothing, used clothing that we sorted through to make sure it was good repair.
The group also helped to pack food, make blankets for orphans, and put together evangelistic bracelets and aprons. Visit our website to find out how your church can help needy people everywhere from right here in the U.S. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.